Without volunteers, you know, the shameless plug is volunteers. If we don't have the volunteers, there's no way that we can do events like this. And we really do encourage our leadership. You know, you were talking about our leadership. We would love to have them come out. We have a couple of units that will come in. They'll have their readiness NCO. They'll come down and they'll pick up for their soldiers and their families, take it back and have it available on drill weekend.
I'm Joe C. Mandel, and this is Raven Conversations. And today I'm joined by somebody, if you're in the Washington Guard, you've probably met her a number of times, the person behind the scenes at JSS, the lead military family readiness specialist, Deb Descola. How you doing, Deb?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Perfect. Yeah, she's here to join us to talk about some of the upcoming programs. I kind of call this Deb season, the fall, winter time frame. So she got involved with JSS and how she's here to help guard families during this time of need. So thanks for coming on, Deb.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. So intro and background on yourself.
I started out as a volunteer back in the day. Was an SFRG in Germany in 1988. And from there started volunteering in Washington. My husband was active duty and found out about a guard position. I have brothers and brother-in-law that was in the guard as well. And decided I'd like to check it out. Started volunteering. Came on as a contractor, as a family assistance specialist, and from there it's evolved. Been here since 2007.
Yeah. So you kind of already mentioned it. I always like to ask how you learned about the Guard. Family, it sounds like, was
Absolutely.
Already in the Guard. So, so what is it about your position that you love? Really?
I love supporting our Guard families and the service members. I think it's every day is a new thing. That comes up. There's so many challenges that our soldiers and our families are dealing with on a day-to-day basis. And there's so many resources out there. And I love the fact that the Joint Services Support, we really are that hub that we're able to bring in and do the wraparound services to be able to help out our families and our soldiers.
Yeah. And that includes your programs. And like I said, I call this Deb season, right? We were saying really from probably the backpack giveaway in August to right about after the holiday magic event in December, you're really busy. This is really the time of year where
Definitely.
You and your kind of programs are really put out there. So kind of talk about your programs and what you do.
So, well, to talk about some of the events that we have coming up, we have the Turkey Drop that's going to be on the 13th of November. That's going to be a drive-through event. I know we're blasting it out everywhere with the links and the QR codes for our families and our soldiers to register. We've got Month of the Military Family that will be happening the very next day, where we're going to have Santa Claus come in. They'll be able to get pictures with Santa. They'll be able to do gingerbread houses, watch a movie. And it's just about fun for the families, bringing everyone together to kind of connect and meet those other families that maybe they didn't even know lived mm-hmm. in their home area.
Yeah.
We have Holiday Magic on the 10th of December, and everything is open for all of our National Guard soldiers. They're priority for everything that we do.
Yeah. So what did as a unit commander, obviously, you know, we're kind of part of it. You know, we hear, you know, okay, you got some soldiers that are in it. What does it mean for the soldiers that take part in these events?
Well, it really is to lighten their load. It's just to kind of help them out, get them on a better path. We have resource providers that come in as well that they're able to kind of meet up with, get that personal financial planner, the Work for Warriors program for the employment piece, counseling services, you know, literally an A to Z if they want to discuss their VA claims or maybe going through to file. We bring in all those providers, so they'll get FaceTime with everyone to be able to do follow-up services.
Yeah. And when you do the events, look at Holiday Magic as a good example. It's spread across the Pierce County Readiness Center. It's the drill floor, the classrooms.
Absolutely.
It's you know, everything from stocking stuffers and small children toys to larger, you know, toys for older kids. There's a lot of work that goes into that, and it's not just you, right? And it's not just the folks at JSS. You have a lot of outside entities that provide resources, but also a lot of volunteers. You want to kind of talk about those kind of things? Maybe make a plug for some volunteers to come out too.
Absolutely. Without volunteers, there's no way that we could be doing these events. They really are the backbone for us to do anything. We throw out there, and we hope we kind of cast the net and hope that we can bring volunteers volunteers in. I know that many of the units will even give their service members some time to be able to come out and support. Doing these events, we literally start in January planning to do things for December and November. This is not a one and done kind of thing. Mm-hmm. We work with a variety of resource providers that are out there, you know, AUSA, the Elks Lodge, A Pinch of Love, American Legion, you name it, Operation Homefront. All of these resource providers literally is like a patchwork quilt that we put all together to be able to support our soldiers and their families.
Yeah. Yeah. So how would our folks in the Guard be, you know, how would they get involved? If they want to volunteer, how do they start that process?
Just give me a call. Yeah. There's so many volunteer opportunities. There's tons of things that we can get them into, and it can be as little as 30 minutes or all day. Whatever you want to do, we've got a position for you.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Yeah. No, I appreciate it. Anything else you want to add, Deb? Because we're kind of...
Without volunteers, you know, the shameless plug is volunteers. If we don't have the volunteers, there's no way that we can do events like this. And we really do encourage our leadership. You know, you were talking about our leadership. We would love to have them come out. We have a couple of units that will come in. They'll have their readiness NCO. They'll come down and they'll pick up for their soldiers and their families, take it back and have it available on drill weekend. So we really are accommodating to whatever meets the need for those units.
Yeah. No, I think these events are fantastic. Having walked through, covered them for a number of years, working with you to kind of push that information out there, it does make a big impact. And you can see it on the soldiers' faces when it's kind of that stress relief, like, oh my gosh, like somebody's here to help me. So I think what you guys do is hugely impactful to the soldiers.
And, you know, and there's also other locations that support and do these events as well. Vancouver location, they do every event that we're doing here. Yakima, Mike does a ton of events over in that location. And no matter where they're at in the state, if they're needing the resources, we'll definitely make sure that they get connected. So I don't want it to seem like only Camp Murray mm-hmm. is doing everything, because we've got something for everyone.
No, that's good information too. And what we could do is we can put all that information in the notes when we publish the video, even with the link on how to register. That way, then you guys can kind of push, hey, these events just aren't at Camp Murray. They're also happening in other places. So anything else, Deb?
No, just, hey, go through, register for these events. You know, without you coming in and volunteering, without you coming out and requesting these services, it's kind of a dying thing that's going to go away. We really do need those. Like I said, the volunteers really are the backbone for us to be able to get these events off.
Yeah. Well, no, I appreciate you coming on and sharing that with us. If you're interested in volunteering with JSS to help out in some of Deb's events, make sure to go to the notes, find the information. Her email will be in there. We'll make sure that's something they can reach out to you directly. If you need to register for any of these events or want to register for any of these events, definitely check out the notes. That information will also be in there. Like Deb had said, it's not just Camp Murray. It's Vancouver, Marysville, Spokane, Yakima. It's all across the state. If you like the video, give it a like. If you want to know more, make sure to go into the notes as well and subscribe for future videos. Deb, appreciate you coming on.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.